We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hugh?
Not as long as terrible.
Aw. They just beat the Mets. They're in first place.
I mean, it was a different time. I'm talking about the song.
Yeah, but...
Different time.
It's the concept. You have Phillies fever, Hugh.
Hey, well, no, I like the Phillies. I don't like the song, though. Don't like the song.
I recognize that the song wasn't recorded yesterday. It was a different time. It was for the time, Hugh.
Yeah, Phillies, it was. It was hot back in the day.
Yeah, well, it's hot, and it's hot outside right now.
Yes,
Phillies are down in Houston, where it's probably not as hot as it is here in Philadelphia. They start a series tonight. We know, still know Bryce Harper. We're not sure when he'll return, but we know the Phillies are in first place as they head on a road trip to Houston and to Atlanta. Let's talk to Devin Caney, who joins us right now to talk some Phils after a big series win. Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys, especially after that win over the Mets. I mean, you can complain, I guess, about a few things, but still not much to complain about. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Devin, so I'm curious. I asked Kyle about this, and I want to ask you, what was the atmosphere like down there? Because I wasn't in town, and I saw some of the clips from it. But what was it like being down there at the ballpark to see it happen like it did Friday night?
Well, atmosphere, first of all, was extremely hot. Quite literally, like the hottest baseball games I remember covering in quite some time. So I was down there Friday and then Sunday. Friday night was just insane. I mean, watching that double slide moment with JT and Nick Castellanos, like it definitely had playoff game atmosphere at Citizens Bank Park. And even before the game, I mean, the last time the Phillies had the Mets in the stadium was in the NLDS when the Mets knocked them out. But the Phillies' last game against them at home was a win with that Nick Castellanos walk-off. So it certainly felt intense. And like, what more could you ask for an NL East rivalry matchup? And I'm just really glad that the Phillies ended up pulling out the win on Sunday for the rubber match game.
Yeah, and Devin, it felt like, of course, we felt that. And I'm sure the building felt like that. It also seemed like the players did. I heard Luzardo after the game on Sunday talk about how there was some extra juice for it. And I thought that was cool because sometimes players will say, oh, you know, it's a long season. It's, you know, it's one series in June. Devin, I like that the Phillies, at least Luzardo, did not pretend it was a regular game. Like that game and that series, it felt to me like they put a little extra importance on it too.
Yeah, I mean, and they can say all day, you know, oh, it's just another series, just another game of baseball that we have to play. But they feel it. And even Rob Thompson kind of acknowledged it before the game on Friday, before the series started, like, yeah, we play 162 games, but I always say, you know, if you want to win, you want to win the postseason, you have to win, you know, your division. And that's why matchups like this are important, especially with both the Phillies and Mets tied going into it. I think you saw just how intense and, you know, the magnitude of this series with Zach Wheeler's first inning on Friday, right? I think because the Phillies went on to win and it was such a fun game, we kind of gloss over the fact that Wheeler loaded the bases in his first inning, I think, because he's an unflappable guy, right? Like, we all know that. He's such an incredible pitcher, and he's also, you know, cool as a cucumber out there. And you could tell, like, he was certainly feeling that energy, and he got out of it, so it worked out. But just, like, a rare moment from Zach Wheeler where you could tell, you know, against his former team, he was certainly feeling the juice.
Devin, we're talking today about Bryce Harper, and you know, we don't know when he's coming back. It was kind of weird this weekend, and I guess a little more illuminating on the situation, but nothing concrete, right? He spoke on Friday with you guys before the game and said they don't really know, right? There's no structural damage, no surgery necessary, but it's more of like a we'll see how this goes. Then during the broadcast Sunday, the ESPN broadcast, they threw out, you know, maybe 10 days or so more, and he said that would be a great outcome, which that makes me think like that's maybe more than that, right? Maybe it's more than 10 days. Maybe it's the All-Star break. I don't know. But Devin, what did you make of the two times Bryce spoke, one with you guys there and then one on TV Sunday, in terms of what you took from it? Because my sense is he doesn't even really know what he's feeling or when he's coming back here.
Yeah, I don't want to catastrophize and like instill fear into Phillies fans, but I was a little bit concerned after Bryce Harper spoke with us on Friday, to be completely honest, because he didn't seem to have many answers. And it wasn't, you know, he didn't have answers because he was being tight-lipped about it, which, you know, is always the case in professional sports in general. But he genuinely said, you know, we haven't really gotten many answers. Like verbatim, he told us that they have not gotten answers on whatever this injury is in his wrist, this inflammation. You know, he told us it's not structural. He told us he won't need surgery. And I think, you know, if you're just looking at it, you know, from a far away view, you can say, oh, that's good. But to me, that's almost more concerning. Because if you don't need surgery, if there's nothing structural, that means that there's no specific fix. And that's kind of what I took away from what Bryce Harper told us on Friday. And the fact that, you know, he was asked, I heard you play the audio earlier in the show. So what happens if it goes away and then comes back in August or comes back in September? And Bryce was like, I don't know. That's certainly a possibility. Like, you don't know, even if it goes away, if it's gone for good, right? Because we know that this had been bothering him last season too. He said he didn't feel better until December. So I hope that, you know, at worst he can play through it when the team needs him. Like you guys have been discussing on the show, I think that they're doing okay without him now in the regular season, but you need Bryce Harper there and fully healthy in the postseason.
You know, Dev, I got a little stuck on something, so I looked it up. Catastrophize. It's to think about a situation as being far worse than it actually is, often focusing on the worst possible outcome.
Sounds like WIP.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty dope that she dropped that.
It's a good word.
Yeah, that was a good word. We're going to have to figure it. We're going to have to work that one in.
Yeah, but now callers are going to say, I'm catastrophizing.
I wasn't even sure it was a real word.
Oh, I knew the word. We just, it's not uttered much on this thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When she said, I'm like, hold up, Scoops didn't hit us with a word.
It's a good word.
I've clearly been working with John Ritchie too much because he drops words like that.
Keep it to our IQ level, okay?
Yeah, because me and Kyle looked at each other. He's like, catastrophize?
All right, so now that we're here, Devin, where do you come down on this? Because I feel like Kyle and Hugh are catastrophizing today. I think if Bryce misses a decent amount of time, and I think we all agree, the playoffs, they need him back. But like, if you tell me he's going to be out the next month and a half, I think they're going to be okay, Devin. With this starting pitching and the way they've played, I think they could sustain. And I'm not going to try to catastrophize this. Devin, what do you think? Could they sustain and be in this thing if he's going to miss another month or two?
Yes, I think that they could. I know you guys have brought up the 2022 season where he missed like a really big chunk of time in the summer and came back. You know, I think when he came back, he was a little bit slow, you know, getting back into it in September, but then, you know, got hot at the right moment. So that worked out. We're watching the Phillies, you know, succeed without Harper in the lineup. And I'm not saying this to say that they don't need him, because I think that they do. We know he's one of the most clutch players in baseball. And you want someone like him in the lineup, you know, in the big moments in the fall. But I also think him being out gives you a chance to kind of get these younger guys, especially, you know, you look at Otto Kemp, Buddy Kennedy. I know he just started his first game, so it's not a great example, but Sosa, like these guys can get in a bit more when you don't have someone like Bryce Harper in the lineup. And I think that's important when you're evaluating the team, when you're seeing what you can do. You know, it's almost like treating Bryce Harper as a luxury, right? You're seeing what your team is without him, and then he can just be an added bonus when he's back. That being said, if Bryce Harper misses another month and a half of the season, I think that is an extremely concerning scenario, because he technically could come back now, right? Like, they're pretty much leaving it up to him. Rob Thompson was even asked about it, and he's like, yeah, it's really just, you know, he's taken batting practice. He's going to keep, you know, hitting balls today, tomorrow when they're down in Houston. So it's really when Bryce Harper goes to the team and says, hey, I'm ready to go.
You know,
so if it's another month and a half before that happens, then, I mean, that raises some sirens in my head.
Sorry about that, Scoops. But we're about to do some reckless speculation now. So why do you think it is that Bryce is taking so long to come back to the team?
I don't know. And that's the concerning thing. I don't know. I don't think he doesn't strike me as like the type of teammate and player who would not play unless it was absolutely necessary to sit out. Mm-hmm. And that makes me think that his wrist was hurting him, you know, more than they're even in letting on. And again, that goes back to the fact that it's not a specific injury. Like there's nothing structural wrong. It's truly inflammation. And because of that, it's like, even if you do miss another month and a half, what if you come back and it starts hurting after two games? Like, what are you going to do? So I think you need to get out there. You need to get reps. I'm not saying that anyone should play through extreme amounts of pain, but I would like to see him reach some sort of conclusion with, you know, how I can go about playing while also working on this inflammation that I have in my right wrist.
Yeah, it's a weird one for sure. And the good thing is they're winning without him right now, so they could give him some time here to figure it out. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on and helping teach us a new word on the show today.
That was awesome.
Which we're going to use a lot now.
Anytime.
And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Devin.
All right, thanks, guys.
There she goes, Devin Caney, covering the Phillies.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, we've been known to catastrophize at times.
Well, you're a catastrophizer.
No, you guys.
You're a habitual catastrophizer.
You two are literally catastrophizing today as I try to tell everyone.
You're a catastrophizer.
Who's catastrophizing today?
You?
No.
Okay, me.
You. Okay, thank you.
It's not a catastrophe.
You are. Oh, I mean, if he doesn't come back, they're going to be in trouble.
I don't want to see, don't want to be in a situation where we have to worry about, staying afloat.
We already
for a couple
are.
Of months. I mean, yeah, because it's a small sapling size, because you got Otto Kemp out there. At some point, he's playing well.
Sure.
And he's been the shot in the arm. But the reality of the situation is he went undrafted. I mean, and that's a fact.
But they're not. But here's my thing. They weren't winning when Bryce was here this year because of Bryce. Can we all be real? They weren't, the Phillies weren't where they were 2 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, whatever, 17 days ago, 2.5 weeks ago, because of Bryce Harper. He wasn't their best hitter this season. He wasn't their best player this season. He was fine. The Phillies were where they were because of their starting pitching and Kyle Schwarber's power. That's it. And a good year from Trey Turner. That's why the Phillies are where they are. Those things are still here. I mean, the only catastrophizers I see around here are Kyle Quinn and Hugh Douglas.
But this isn't like, we're not saying that everything's going to fall apart. Like,
if you don't sustain, you what do? You fall apart.
Not necessarily. You regress back to the mean.
Sure. Okay.
So that's not falling apart. Like, I don't think the Phillies are going to collapse and fall out of a playoff spot. Like, I just think this version that we're seeing right now is like the peak of what it will be without Bryce, and it'll probably start to level off.
What are people saying on the Twitter poll today? Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. If Bryce Harper has to miss a significant amount of time, can the Phillies sustain this level of play without him? 62%, yes! I am proud of the audience today. I mean, most days I'm confused at how the people vote. Proud today.
Today is your day, Joe.
Well, no, today they get it.
Today that now they're catastrophizing.
No, they're not. They're being positive.
I just kind of like using the word.
You're just using it.
I'm just using the word.
Catastrophizing is making a situation 10 times worse than it has to be.
They're catastrophizing.
They're the opposite.
By agreeing with you, they're catastrophizing everything.
See, this isn't fair.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, no, it's the truth.
You guys are catastrophizing by saying that what are they going to do without him? The same thing they're doing with them. Or with or without them. They're the same team. They pitch to wins. That's how the Phillies win baseball games. They're starting pitching. The offense has been fine this season, but it's the starting pitch that drives them. And I think we're almost talking about this as if it's the old Bryce Harper, as if it's the younger Bryce Harper, as if it's that guy's a different player. I mean, the Bryce Harper that we remember is not the guy we've seen for the last year. And now this might be some catastrophizing. I don't know when that Bryce Harper's coming back. Like, we just, it's almost like we assume we're going to see that Bryce Harper again soon. I don't know.
I mean, that's the hope.
Yeah, but
he's still
I don't know.
Fairly, yeah, you're right. But that is the hope because we've seen him do it before. And he has a superhuman healing factor, you know, or ability to heal that we've kind of grown accustomed to. But yeah, that's the hope, though, that he's going to come back and he's going to be the guy that he was before he got hurt.
Well, that would be wonderful because that's a difference-making player. The guy they had here to start this season was good. I wouldn't say he was a difference-making player. Chris in Dover. What's up, Chris?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I feel like they can sustain for a little bit what they're doing, as in till the end of August, Labor Day? Nah. Nope.
Why?
Don't see it.
Why not?
I just don't see it, man. They got a great starting staff. Mm-hmm. I agree with you there. The bullpen, you got one guy you can trust right now.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And the bats. I mean, we're talking about Otto Kemp like he's Matt Kemp in his prime with the Dodgers.
Oh, I haven't thought about Matt Kemp in a while. Matt Kemp was a good player for a little bit.
He was, right?
Yeah, but you're right. Otto Kemp is not him. No, Otto Kemp's a kid that came up from the minor leagues that's given him a shot in the arm. But, he's nothing. Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's anything special. Right, I agree.
And my other thing is, do we want to get in the first round or possibly the second? We want to go win a World Series. What do we want to do this year?
Well, win the World Series. Of course.
Trying to win the World
Series.
So,
all right, you know how we do that? We change what we've done the last two trade deadlines. And we go out and grab an impact player. And you know who I want to see him grab?
Who do you want?
I want Jaren Duran and Aroldis Chapman from the Sox. The Sox will be selling, more than likely. It'll cost. It's going to cost something, for sure. But you get a center fielder who's a pretty darn good hitter at that, and you get a left-handed reliever out of that bullpen for the back end. What do you think?
Yeah, it would be an impact. I mean, you're right in that it would be the opposite of these past few deadlines for Dombrowski, where he's just kind of put some Band-Aids on things. Like, these would be moves.
But what are you willing to give up do that?
Well, if you want Duran, I mean, Chapman is, you know, he's still good, but he's, you know, a one-year deal, free agent to be. Duran is what you're paying for, right? Because he's got years of control. Mm-hmm. If you ask for Jaren Duran, they're going to say, we want either Painter or Miller. I mean, and they're in their rights to ask for that. I don't know if the Phillies would say yes, but they're in their rights to ask for one of the top two prospects. I mean, Duran was an MVP kind of player last year. He was awesome.
I'm not giving up Painter, but I think you can get it done with some other guys. And listen, they're prospects. Let's go win this thing. Let's not pity-pat around at the deadline, go in, get knocked out in the first or second round, but possibly. Let's just go out and grab it and win it. It's there if we make a power move. You got to make a power move sometimes to win the darn thing.
Well, you do, and sometimes teams do exactly that. I mean, they give up something significant because they want to win the World Series. Chris, we preached the phone call. I mean, Dombrowski hasn't done that yet. I do wonder if this is the year he finally does it. Dave Dombrowski
pushes all in.
He's been very timid.
Conservative?
Yeah, conservative, timid.
Can we use that word without on the station?
Timid?
Conservative?
Conservative?
Because, you know, some people, when you say that word, they get a little bit.
Yes, you are allowed to use the word
conservative. Okay, I'm just saying, because, you know, in this climate, it's, you know, it's kind of...
It could also be reserved. Is that another
okay, yeah,
word?
Let's go with that one, because, you
it
know, somebody...
It all means the same thing.
Well, you know, but some folks that don't be paying attention when you say that, they
what
might
talking
get
about?
A little... yeah, you know what I mean?
I think everyone gets what we're trying to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've got a whole new vocabulary this segment. Now you're catastrophizing.
Catastrophizing.
Is it your new favorite word?
Yeah, I like that. I need to work
surprised
that.
Surprised you can even spit the word out.
Yeah, you know, sometimes those words, they get a hold of me.
The ambiguity.
Hey, just like that read I had to do earlier, sometimes those words get a hold of me.
That, to be fair to you, that was a new one.
That was a new one.
And I thought,
I'm getting fried on the read. Yeah. That was dropped on me this morning. I didn't get it. I didn't read through it. I should have did.
Yeah, that's on you.
But I felt comfortable enough with the. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, I got this. I didn't have it, Joe.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
I don't know if it was just me because I hear these things differently. It felt like you took a very long pause to get yourself back together.
You know, because
he had to regroup.
It didn't. When I read it. Or when I was about to read it, it didn't sound right to me. It didn't feel. And so then I stopped. And I was like, wait a minute. Then I was like, this sounds even weirder than not saying it. So, yeah, you got me.
Now, I don't want to give anyone any ideas. But I do have a feeling that, like, when you do reads, if a company wanted to Ron Burgundy you, they probably could.
Yeah, they could. And that's kind of what it was. Because I was like, man, I got to quit doing it. Like, you know, you feel comfortable. Because, you know, most gave them to me.
Yeah,
he's not going to hang me out to dry.
Yeah.
So it was like
he probably should after the way you talk about him sometimes.
Most is all right. Most, I got a feeling since we're here.
Oh, no.
Most might be a pretty good wingman. I don't know, man. It's just something about Most. We had a little get together the other day. We had a little get together like a couple weeks ago. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I'm not putting this business. I just got a feeling he might be a pretty good wingman. Though.
Yeah, you're about to put business out there. This is what you do. This is what you do. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Bryce Harper, we have no idea. I mean, we just don't. When he's coming back. I mean, you heard Devin there with us a few minutes ago talking about, you know, him speaking this past weekend and how it's just kind of vague what he's feeling, that they don't know if the pain will come back. It feels like uncharted territory for the Phillies when it comes to Harper and the wrist. We hope, and everyone's crossed their fingers, hey, he's back tonight or tomorrow or next week, and he's fine for the rest of the year. But that is clearly a maybe and a we don't know. So my perspective is this. If Bryce Harper has to miss a significant amount of time, or if he tries to come back and then it goes the other way, I think the Phillies could sustain without him. I have seen enough of this starting pitching staff, now especially with Ranger Suarez, who pitches tonight, finding his groove. That's how they're going to win. They're going to win with those four starters at the top of the rotation. Hopefully they continue to get solid work out of Abel, Painter coming back. You know, maybe that we get, you know, Nola back at some point. But that's how they're winning. The offense is secondary. They've won with a bullpen that has been basically a disaster for most of the season. They win with their starters. And I've seen this story before with Bryce Harper. He goes down, we all get worried, and they win this basically the same rate with them without him. Do you think the Phillies could sustain a long period of time without Bryce? I do. Kyle and Hugh clearly catastrophizing the situation.
Catastrophizing.
They don't believe they can. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Bryce situation? Can they keep winning at a high clip without him? Brandon Graham's going to join us today at noon. We'll tell you what he's got going on and what's coming up with him soon. And on the other side, the latest on the Sixers. A player that doesn't want to be here. And maybe a theory as to why we keep hearing this, and it does sound like our guy Elliot Shore Parks is having a tough time accepting the reality.
He's what the kids call crashing out.
He might be on to something, though.
He has a theory that it's probably his best one in a while. We'll get into it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer.
how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Coming up at noon today, Brandon Graham. BG is going to join the show.
Hey.
We'll chat with him how he's enjoying his first summer retired and, of course, what he's got coming up here in a little bit that he wants to share with us. So excited to talk to BG as we are, what, 4 weeks away?
I think feels about right.
4 weeks away from Eagles training camp.
Yeah, they go to little camp a little early. I was told the other day.
I think it's like July 20-something. They'll be there. So excited to talk to PG coming up. Your phone calls on Bryce Harper here. Can the Phillies sustain this level of play without him if he's going to be out an extended period, which I think is certainly on the table. Like, we have no idea when Bryce is coming back. It is one of the more vague injuries I can remember talking about. And if he's going to be out a while, can they sustain playing good baseball? They've played really well without him. 10-5 since he went on the injured list, 10-3 the last 13. I think they could sustain it. Kyle and Hugh, the word of the day, they are catastrophizing this.
Catastrophizing.
And they don't think they can sustain it. Yeah, no, they're going to be fine. All right, 215-592-9494. But before we go any further, Hugh, tomorrow night's a big night for the Philadelphia 76ers. The draft, the first round tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers, of course, have the third pick in the NBA draft. And the name we've spoken about more than any is Ace Bailey.
Ace.
And we got some more last night. Jonathan Givony, who covers the draft for ESPN, He listened to what he said about Ace and how strong he is that he didn't want to be here in Philadelphia.
If the draft were tonight, I believe VJ Edgecombe would be the pick. That's the intel that we're receiving at this moment. VJ Edgecombe impressed the Philadelphia 76ers in his visit and workout last week. He met with the front office, ownership. He spent some time with Tyrese Maxey. It looks like he's got a clear runway there at three. Ace Bailey has had a workout scheduled in Philadelphia, canceled it, and is really sending signals that he does not want to be there in Philadelphia. The gap between 3 and 4 talent-wise has never been that considerable, so that could ultimately put VJ Edgecombe in the driver's seat to be the number 3 pick, but it's still very much up in the air. We're hearing some trade talk at that pick, so I wouldn't take that quite to the bank just yet.
All right, so he's continuing to send signals he doesn't want to be here. This is one of the more, loud and draft things I can remember where a player is saying, I don't want to be there. He canceled the workout. He never came in for the workout. And now every insider is like, yeah, he doesn't want to be in Philadelphia. I mean, he's basically screaming, do not pick me.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy to hear that, especially when you talk about the position that he's in. But, you know, it was funny because we were talking about this a little bit yesterday. And, you know, when I was coming out, for example, the climate was different. Mm-hmm. These kids, the NIL money that they're getting, everything, they don't know what it's like, or they're not familiar with struggle. So they're not worried about where they go because they probably they got money in the bank. You know, as opposed to when you were younger and you were coming out before NIL, and, you know, you wanted to go as high as you could because you wanted that money. You wanted all of that dough. These kids probably coming in with a couple mil in the bank.
It changes
already.
Things.
Yeah. So it changes things. So this is why when you look at this situation on the surface, you initially say, you know, this is bad advice. And I'm assuming when most people say that, it's because of all the things that come with being a third round pick. You know, more money, more endorsements, more fruitful endorsements. But when you've already made money and you already got a couple million in the bank, you don't look at it like that.
All right, let's hear Paul George. And Paul George has been, on his podcast, supported Ace Bailey. Like, he likes Ace Bailey. One of the reasons why some people that have been in the Ace Bailey camp, like, you know, our guy Elliot, has said, look, all these NBA players like his game. One of those is Paul George. And I can see why he kind of sees maybe a young version himself. This kid is long and lanky and plays the three. I could see why he sees, all right, this kid could play a little bit. Here's what he said about this whole thing with Ace Bailey.
You know, he's canceled all workouts. Like, he hasn't worked out for any team. So, like,
not
I don't.
One team?
No.
That's crazy.
He hasn't worked out for any team. Yeah. So, I think they made a big deal because we were scheduled to work him out and he canceled the day up. But he hasn't worked out for any team. You're not in a position to be making those demands. You know what I mean? Like,
not
make
even
it to
there
the league
yet.
First,
yeah, you're
know
not even
mean?
There
him
yet.
Or the people around him.
It's for sure the people.
Of course,
around
the people.
Him. I'm sure the people around him. I think he's
mama and daddy's playing manager.
I don't know who's representing him. I don't know who's representing him, but you know, if I don't think they're going about it the right way. You know, I don't think they're going about it the right way.
All right, so a couple things came to my mind as I listened to Paul George there. First of all, we're back on the podcast.
Been back, man.
Yeah,
come on.
Excuse me
you
for
haven't
not
been keeping up.
I haven't been downloading the latest podcast P or whatever it's called. I'm out. But a couple things he said there. Hugh, when he was describing the bad advice and people around him, there's an element of this that kind of reminds me of the Shedeur Sanders stuff. Right? Because that's what people said about him, that maybe it wasn't so much the kid. It was like maybe he's not getting good advice. Maybe mm-hmm. he's not handling the process well. It's not so much the person. And again, we don't know much about Ace Bailey. It's not like Shedeur was around for a while. We kind of knew him. But there is something to who's telling him to do this? Like, no workouts, canceling the workout here? Is this all him? Or does he have an agent or people around him that are guiding him this way? And because it's not making the kid look any good.
No, it's not. But like I said, we're living in a time now where NIL money has made a huge difference in the way kids do things. I saw a video the other day on my algorithm. Where I think it was at Texas, where they brought the kids out, the new recruits, and they had all supercars out there on the floor, because I'm assuming wherever they, you know, if the kids go there, they're gonna get to drive one of these $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 cars, and that's the biggest difference now. Gone are the days of guys driving Hellcats and Durangos in the parking lot and pickup trucks. They're giving these kids real money, like millions of dollars to come play. So when I look at what Ace Bailey's doing, it's not like he's getting – I don't think he's getting bad advice. It's bad advice if you look at it from the perspective of, say, when I was coming out and not having anything and then getting, you know, being in a situation where you could change your life or your family's life forever. He's probably already done that.
Well, if money is the objective, then maybe it's not bad advice. But I mean, like, how is this good for his career?
Well,
as a player.
See, this is where you have to probably try to get into his head just a little bit. From what I've heard about this situation, Joe, he wants to be that dude.
On a bad team.
You're right. On a bad team.
Yeah,
but the end of the day, he wants to be that dude. That's it. He wants to be that dude. And if that means he's that dude with the Orlando Magic, then it doesn't matter because he's going to get paid.
There have been a lot of last draws for me with the Ace Bailey thing.
Yeah, what was
that? Was that?
Well, no.
Loser energy. Well,
how about when throwing the first pitch out for the Mets?
That's tough, man. Not good. But, like, man, the worst one might be if you lose the loser, Paul George.
Yeah, if you don't, he has lost the endorsement of Paul George.
If Paul George thinks you're a loser.
Yeah, then you're a loser. I mean, like, that's a good point.
That's tough.
Now, he hasn't lost
the
endorsement of one person, and that's his biggest supporter, I think, in the whole world. And that's Elliot Shore Park. So Elliot actually had an interesting take on this. And Elliot's been supportive of this kid from the beginning. So Elliot tweeted this morning, seems like Ace Bailey's camp knows the Sixers are taking him at three. And you might say, what is he talking about? Well, he's made it pretty clear he doesn't want to be here, right? This has been obvious now for a week. He canceled the workout. We keep hearing he wants to be the man on what I call a bad team. Then how come we keep hearing the Sixers might take him? Elliot might be onto something here. Let me throw the question at you. If you're the Sixers, would you take him to trade him? Like they're on the board tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. He's on the board, right? Would they know he doesn't want to play here? There is a school of thought. You take him to trade him and get something from the team he wants to go to.
Well, see, you know, this is the thing. He's the third best player in the draft, right?
So, well, to some people.
Well, to some people. Yeah. I mean, well, the disparity, I guess the drop-off is not that great between third and the sixth or whatever.
You can make a case third is an appropriate spot for his talent.
I guess it all depends on what you're getting for him. You know, are we talking veteran player, or are we talking another young piece?
Well, you just get something.
Well, but it's, I think it's important to figure out what that something is. Now, if we're talking about trading, say, for example, I know he's already on the team, but KD or somebody like that, nah, probably not. Probably not that, because I want to go the younger route. So if he's that strong about not being here, I probably wouldn't draft him. I probably wouldn't draft him and probably go with the VJ kid.
Yeah, VJ Edgecombe is the kid I want from Baylor. But if they could get a pick for him.
Well, that's a conversation, like to your point, that's a conversation, like of a team. A lower team wants him.
It seems like the teams that he's interested in are in like the 5, 6, 7 range, and the Sixers are picking at 3. I mean, if you could hold one of those teams up and say, I know you want him, that's where he wants to go, I'll trade him. We'll take him and hold him up. It wouldn't shock me if Daryl Morey took this kid tomorrow night with the intention of trading him. 215-592-9494. Have you had your last straw with the Ace Bailey thing? If they take him to keep him, I think it'd be insane. He doesn't want to be here.
Press conference would be dope.
Ooh, yeah, it'd be awkward.
He would act a whole donkey.
Yeah.
That would be kind of fun.
That would be.
We invite him on. All right, let's welcome on Sixers first round pick, Ace Bailey. Ace.
So why you
with the Mets uniform,
here?
Ace?
Welcome, yeah. Welcome to Philadelphia. It's just silence. He doesn't want to talk.
It'd be just like harassing him. Like, what's going on with you, man? Why you didn't want to come here?
So if they were to draft him, don't we have, like, no leverage in a trade with him whatsoever? Like, if everyone knows that he doesn't want to be here.
But unless someone really wants him.
And then you also lose, like, the pick is more valuable without having taken anybody.
Like, you mean, like, once it becomes Ace Bailey, it's Ace Bailey?
It's Ace Bailey.
It's not the third pick anymore. It's just Ace Bailey.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be open to trading the third pick. I feel like anything we get back is lessened if you take Ace Bailey and you draft.
So let's just play it out this way. What's your reaction tomorrow night if Adam Silver steps to the podium and says, with the third pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Ace Bailey?
Oh, my gosh.
Can't wait
awful.
To have him on the show.
Oh, I feel sick to my stomach.
No,
because
I would
sick to my stomach.
Be great for us, but he'd probably more than likely be on the morning show.
It'd be
but
terrible
if he got
for
on,
us.
With us, we could ask.
Yeah, but it'd be terrible for the Sixers.
It'd be great radio.
Well, unless he doesn't talk.
Then we would talk. We could talk bad about
Hugh Douglas.
I know.
Then we talk bad about Daryl Morey.
Shock jock Douglas over here.
I'm catastrophizing.
You really are. What a shock. What a shock. This guy's catastrophizing. All right, 215-592-9494. What would be your reaction tomorrow night if the Sixers take a kid that has made it clear he doesn't want to be in Philadelphia?
Don't want to be here.
I mean, I don't know how much more he has to scream it.
He said he don't even like you people. He
I mean, basically has. He basically has. I don't like you people. I don't want to be there. I do agree with Kyle. The last straw felt like him throwing out the first pitch of the Mets game. Has he done that yet, or is he scheduled to? Because I saw the photo of him in the Mets jersey.
That was enough for me. I didn't even need to look any further.
That was like rubbing it in. Like, I'm going to go. Because, I mean, he could have been invited to throw out a first pitch here.
That's fine. He can go play for the Wizards and root for the Mets.
You know what?
Have fun.
Knock yourself out, kid. Yeah. Let me give you a prediction. If Ace Bailey plays for the Wizards, we won't utter his name again for the next 4 years.
He's getting booed whenever he enters the belt.
Yeah, but like, you think anyone will bring him up in the NBA on the Wizards?
No.
He'll be a wizard.
Yeah.
That's a waste of time.
It's a graveyard, man.
It is. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Dr. Carl is in Ardmore. Dr. Carl?
I take this call.
Dr. Carl, yeah. What's up,
Dr. Carl? This is Dr. Carl.
Oh, you mean the real doctor?
This is a real doctor.
This is an actual. My bad. Not a quack.
I thought it was Dr. Carl. My bad.
Hey, Dr. Carl.
He's on edge.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
I'm catastrophizing.
All right. So I want to throw in my two cents on Bryce's wrist. Mm-hmm. As you may know, I'm a retired orthopedist, and I've been around long enough that the terms I'm going to share with you in a second did not exist when I practiced. Hugh probably knows them because he's been through stuff with his body. So what I think, and again, I've not seen him, I've not examined him, I've not seen his studies, but based on what I'm hearing, I think he's got what we call a T, like in Tom, FC ligament injury. There are multiple ligaments in the wrist. I can't remember any of them anymore, but together they form what we call the triangular fibrocartilage. And anybody out there who's had it knows what I'm talking about. So this is a sometimes subtle diagnosis to make. X-rays will not show it. And the gold standard, at least when I retired, was what we called an MRI arthrogram, where you stuck dye in the wrist and then did an MRI. If it shows a tear, here are the options. And I'm sure he has seen more than one hand surgeon. One, rest it, which I think he probably did last year. Two, shot a cortisone and see what happens. And last but not least, surgery. But the surgery here is not a slam dunk. It takes the form usually of an arthroscopic approach where the ligament's either debrided, which means we cut it away, or it's repaired. Now, neither is a guarantee, and both take a while to recover, which is why I think he's doing what he's doing. And that's my take on him. As far as how the Phillies would do without him or doing, I agree with Devin that they're going to be okay until the playoffs. But come the playoffs, regardless of what his statistics have been, they need him. They need him if they're going to go through the playoffs. So that's all I have
to say. I agree with that. Dr. Carl, before you go, so if your guess is correct on the injury,
right.
Do you think, so as I heard you explain it, it sounded like to me something that they will try their best to rest and get through this season.
Right.
And then if that doesn't work, then if there's a surgery, that'd be an off-season thing just based on the timing.
That's how I see it.
Okay.
That's how I see it.
All right. Well, that's certainly an interesting perspective.
Hugh, what do you think,
Doctor Hugh? What do you got?
You know what, Doc? When you said it, the thing I was thinking about: how does an injury like that happen? And you know, because he said early on that it went away and then it came back. So
right.
So why did it quiet down? That's the question that I had.
It's usually a repetitive thing.
Mm-hmm.
We usually don't see it in young people unless they fall. And what more repetitive activity do we need than swinging a bat? So my guess, again, I'm guessing, that's what I think is going on.
Well, that's one. And Dr. Carl, we appreciate the phone call.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
You know what? That was some insight. Unlike the other doctors we hear around here on this show.
And I'm sorry, Doc.
I know.
Carl,
compared
it was Dr. Carp.
It was pretty close, though.
Because I looked at it. It's like Dr. Carp. Yeah.
But that was an actual doctor.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess Dr. Carp claims he's an actual doctor. None of us take him seriously around here. So that's an interesting perspective. And again, he didn't examine him. He's just speaking to us from experience in his career. If he's correct on that, Hugh, this sounds like something that is not just going to go away overnight, and it's going to be something they have to manage the entire season. So, like, it brings us back to the conversation we're having today of can they sustain if he misses time? Because, you know, when we had Devin on, she reiterated, can we hear it again? Can we hear Harper on Friday? This is Bryce Harper Friday before the game, talking about just where he's at, what they've uncovered, and now what as he tries to get back in the lineup. Because this pointed to what I heard is he doesn't really know what's going on. They're just doing their best to get through it. Here's Bryce on Friday.
No, I mean, we haven't really got too many answers about it. It's been pretty sporadic, I guess, trying to get some answers and stuff. Obviously, there's a lot of inflammation in there. We just try to calm that down the best we can and do the best we can with that.
As far as you know, it's just inflammation. You know,
causing? No structural issues?
No, there's no structural issues. Like, I won't need surgery or anything like that. I mean, we've talked to, you know, multiple doctors and things, but, you know, just a lot of inflammation in that area.
Bryce, given that it did go away and come back, is there any concern that could happen again in August, September? Will you do anything different as far as your between games work, taking care of swings, anything like that to manage it once you are back?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a, you know, obviously a great question, but, like, it's a question that I can't really answer right now because I don't know. You know, I'm not happy that it came back, right? I was pain-free for probably, you know, 4.5 months, and then it came back just randomly. So that's always tough, but I think those are things that we're going to have to answer, you know, once I get going again.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
But what happened?
It just sounded like you had, like, a resigned sigh.
Yeah.
Like, no, I was listening to what he was saying,
and it was hitting you deep down.
No, I'm just I was just really.
You had an emotion, felt it.
I was taking it all in. Okay, I'm listening, and, you know, I was just taking it all in. I didn't mean anything.
You audibly groaned.
You can hear. I mean, I did.
Yes,
I didn't mean.
You know,
anything.
You'd be surprised to know these microphones pick up everything.
I didn't know.
Part of your issue. You realize that you think you get away with things over there, and you can't.
No, I'm just listening to what he said, and it just sounded like he was kind of unsure.
He is unsure.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, wow. I've never known somebody. Now, it's one thing to when you talk to people to try to be vague because you're told not to tell everybody everything because you don't have a timeline. But I'm listening to that, and I'm like, he really kind of sounds unsure about it himself. And then when Dr. Carl called and said what he said, I'm kind of taking what I just heard and listening to what he's saying and seeing how much validity that it could be to have, to what's actually going on with him. That's what that was. But I didn't know. I did not know.
You know, I...
I did not know that. I was like,
Are we all beginning to understand why Hugh gets caught so many times with this microphone? It picks up everything. You think you get away with some noises over there, and you do not.
I was just like, No, you're just like, wow. It don't even sound like you know what he's doing. Yeah. It's a luxury. That's a hill. That hill's going.
That is
stated.
Not a fart.
I can't say that's not a fart. It's hot, and y'all are picking with me. I feel attacked.
Oh, it's not hot. I mean, hold on. It's not hot in our
studio.
Yeah,
we're not doing that. It's hot.
Come on. Hold on a second. We work in an air-conditioned studio. There are people working, listening to us outside that are burning up, and you're making the it's hot excuse in air conditioning.
Okay.
Can't even handle hearing Bryce Harper talk.
I know. This guy's unbelievable.
Can I say something?
No.
This is an aside. You know our boss. I'm about to throw him under the bus.
Oh, boy. Now we're getting messy.
But
you're about to blame Rod for this.
No, because does anyone else find it funny that Rod came from Arizona? Our boss. Your great boss.
Yeah.
But he always complains about the heat.
Sensitive to the heat.
Well, hold on. In fairness, it's a dry heat down there.
No, but I'm just saying, does anybody else find the irony in that? I mean, he did live in Arizona.
It's dry down there.
Yeah, but
it's a little different.
No, there is some
stickiness.
Irony. Stickiness. The guy from Arizona,
irony.
I mean,
can't handle the
heat. I get it,
I mean, every day.
it's different up here, man.
Well, the last couple days, to be fair. He's complained about how hot it was.
Well, he comes in wondering about the air conditioning and all that. I think it is ironic, too.
I just was like... No, you was in Arizona.
It's like someone coming from a cold weather climate and saying, boy, it's 35. It's not that cold. Yeah, like it's cold. You know what they were talking about this morning on the morning show? What is worse, extreme heat or extreme cold? Like, if you had a deal, which one would you rather deal with? Mine is an easy one.
I'll take the heat.
I'll take the heat, too.
I'm taking the heat all day. Yeah. You could easily, you don't have to be out in the heat. You know what I mean? You could wait till the sun goes down. In the cold,
if it's cold
during the day, it's going to be colder at night.
Yes, there's no relief, really.
Yeah, you can get some relief from the sun.
Yeah, and you can always put more layers on. I mean, there's only so much you can, you know, there's only so little you can wear and go out. I mean, I it's hot, I get it. I mean, and for people who work outside and are outside right now, I'm sure it is very uncomfortable. The heat doesn't bother me as much as, you know, I think it used to. I think maybe I'm just more used to it. I don't know, but I would rather the heat than the cold. I mean, the cold... You're You know what I think about, Hugh, our pregame shows with the Eagles? Like some of those days where it was cold out? Like really? I'd way rather sit in this and just hydrate than have, you know, you can't feel your hands after a couple hours.
Yeah, that's something different.
That's a lot. So what have we done in this segment? We have talked to a doctor and we've thrown our boss under the bus?
Yeah.
And you've sighed on
the air. And Hugh couldn't hide his displeasure with hearing Bryce Harper.
No, it wasn't displeasure. It was just reflective. That was a reflective
sign. Was it catastrophizing?
We're catastrophizing.
Yeah, okay.
We're gonna work that word into it.
We're like a 7-year-old who finds a new word out and just say it all the time.
Catastrophizing.
Working in new sentences here.
We're like Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Word of the day.
And now y'all gotta let me lock in because I gotta get ready to do this reading.
Oh, so, yeah. Everybody give Hugh his space.
Hold on a second. You need
Give me room.
You need in segment time to lock in for the post segment read.
Give me room.
All right. Let's start building Hugh his time to go over his read during the segment. This is the new one. Give me a minute, guys. I gotta read this after the segment.
I just gotta get my mind mentally ready.
I'm gonna let you go.
Get pumped up?
Yeah, there you go.
Here we go, everyone.
Because I inadvertently gave the you people cannon fodder today. If I screwed up this.
It's not like you do that every day, though.
Yeah. No, but today was the worst one. I think the pregnant pause really killed me.
I actually disagree. It wasn't a pregnant pause. It was a vacation you took.
You took some BTO.
It felt like 10 seconds.
See, now the pressure's on. Now the pressure's on.
I almost thought that something happened to you. I was like, is he okay? He just stopped talking.
No, I'm looking at him like, wait a minute. Okay, that sounds right.
Whoever said yesterday that he was in the fourth quarter, bumping up against a 2-minute warning.
Yeah, we're taking knees here. All right, 215-592-9494.
Really on.
You'll be all right. All right, coming up, your phone calls. Would the Phillies be all right if Bryce Harper missed a significant amount of time? I think they would be. I think they could sustain this level of play. Hugh and Kyle do not. Should they take Ace Bailey, hold him hostage, and trade him away? No, just avoid this kid altogether. And BG, Brandon Graham's going to join us next, right in the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's try this again. We all saw the tragedy in Game 7, and we saw a range of sportsbooks react to some of the refunds from the injury. But no one has been as consistent or generous as Fanatic Sportsbook, which now has to be recognized as the home of fair play. Fanatic Sportsbook instantly voided all affected legs, instantly, and paid out winning SGPs and parlays. And that's what they've done for the first half injuries. All playoff long, saving customers over $5 million in injury protection this season. Folks, if you want to protect your bets from injury, don't bet with a sport book that just shows up. Can't say that word, sports book. Choose the sports book that has injury insurance policy that protects every prop, every single game. It's time to switch to Fanatic Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Must be 21+. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.